Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Poly. All rights reserved. It's April 13, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date. This is Speaker Linda Poly. It's October 16, 2002. And here's Jesus. My web chat friend in Yorkshire, England asked, Nazarene, why is the President of the United States so important to the world's future?
Well, Alora, certain political leaders get into such positions that their every action and their every deed affects the entire world and sometimes the very existence of mankind. Look at the kings of Egypt, the kings of Israel, the kings of Spain who almost destroyed the world. People get into these positions and they're very, very important. President Bush is in such a position at this time. He is in a position that is so important because he is pivotal to the very survival of mankind and even the survival of the kingdom of God. If Israel falls, if Israel is destroyed, if the Palestinians take over Jerusalem, the bond between man and God will be broken forever. It will be destroyed. It will cease to exist. Bush has the plan to stop it. He has God's plan for peace, a separate homeland for the Palestinians outside of Israel. Only Bush can make that plan work. Only he can bring it forward. There are others that are crucial to its success too, but Bush is the key. Bush is the pivotal point, and without him, all will fail. Sometimes human beings get into a position that they have no idea what they have gotten themselves into. And I think President Bush is one of these men. As the old expression goes, he's caught between a rock and a hard place. And really, he can be one of the greatest men in history, or he can be one of the greatest failures in history.
Fascinating. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Poly. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Poly, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine. We're back. Nazarene, another web chat friend in Paradise, Pennsylvania, asks, when are you going to return?
Oh, Alora, you don't know how tired I am of that question. I'm sure this person is referring to the nonsense in the Book of Revelations, the fake book that the priesthood made and put on the end of the Bible to create converts, because they did not understand that all the prophecies of the Revelation had been fulfilled in my life in Israel and at the crucifixion. And they wanted people to join the church that still believed there was a resurrection coming. So they wrote this false book and put it on the end of the Bible and put all these false prophecies in it, and prophecies that had already been fulfilled. And they told people that, oh, there was going to be this second coming and the good were going to rise from the dead. Well, the good rose from the dead at the crucifixion. And all of the prophecies were fulfilled at the crucifixion. When I became God's perfect sacrifice, when I became the Lamb of God and fulfilled God's wishes and made a bridge between mankind and God, all the prophecies were done. But people just don't understand that. They do not think that all the prophecies of the Messiah have been fulfilled. But they have been. They're done. They're over with. This nonsense, this Book of Revelations, is a total and complete fraud. I have been back a couple of times during the last 2,000 years. I do not want to speak exactly where and when because it is a secret. But I have been back a couple of times and done some wonderful work. one time with Demetrius. We did quite a bit together in that lifetime, but it is something we do not want to speak of. But this revelation that they're speaking of just isn't coming.
Thank you. We'll be back again.